from Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate-Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Halo shampoo. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, the Sportsman, Charles Dent and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Here am I begging for only 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more of your charm. All week long I dreamed about our Saturday day.
Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late?
Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms.
All week long I dreamed about our Saturday day.
Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late?
Give me 5 minutes more,
only 25 minutes more.
Well, the time comes to everyone when one says to oneself, gee, I bet I'd be great on the radio. Well, Judy Canova's no exception, and if one looked in on Judy and her Aunt Aggie right now, one would see them at the radio.
What program are you trying to get, Judy?
Well, Aunt Aggie, it's an important announcement by the president.
The president of the United States?
No, the president of Mink Finkel's Dog Biscuit Company. Gee, maybe this is it.
Are your false teeth loose and wavy? Do they slip and loop the loop? Do you lose them in your gravy? Do you drop them in your soup?
Gosh, this don't sound like my program.
Yes, friends. Do you suffer from upper plate wobble? Do your uppers and lowers refuse to meet except by appointment? Are your molars on rollers? Do you mutter in your butter? If you do, you...
Maybe my program's over here.
Mink Finkel's dog biscuits are on the air! Thank you, Mr. Mink Finkel. Buy Mink Finkel's Fido fodder, the hors d'oeuvre for your dog. Ladies and gentlemen, we are conducting a nationwide search for talent. Radio needs new faces. Do you know someone with a new face? Do you know someone with a face?
I wonder if he'd like my face.
We're not interested in retreads. So, if you have talent but no experience, come to us and we'll give you an audition.
Gee, Aunt Aggie, ain't it exciting? I'm going to try for that audition, and I sure hope I have better luck than last time. On my last audition, I had a frog in my throat.
What happened?
They hired the frog. Well, they did.
But, Judy, what can you do?
Well, I can do the dances my father taught me, and I can sing the songs my mother taught me, and I can even...
What's that?
That's something a sailor taught me.
But, Judy, you know nothing about acting.
I do so, too. I go to the movies all the time and watch them picture actors and see how they do it. Well, last night I even saw a double feature.
A double feature?
Yeah, I saw two guys from Milwaukee with two sisters from Boston.
What happened?
Nothing. You know how those girls from Boston are.
Tell me, Judy, will the new Mink Finkel program be broadcast from a studio?
Oh, no, Aunt Aggie. It'll be broadcast from the biggest theater in town. They tell me that it has an enormous rotunda.
An enormous rotunda?
Somebody talking about me. Oh, hello, Geranium. Say, did you know I'm going to get a tryout in a radio play?
No fooling, Miss Judy. I was in a stage play once, Foul Club. Yeah, my boyfriend Pomeroy was the hero, and he sang me a love song.
Oh, did it affect you, Geranium?
Affect me? Honey, when he starts that lovey-dovey stuff, I'm just a palpitating bundle of eager femininity.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah.
You know, when Pomeroy sang his love song, Miss Judy, I just simply up and swooned in his lap.
What was the name of the song?
Surrender. Yeah, Pomeroy said he never would have sung it if he'd known so much of me was going to surrender all at once.
I guess you're really in love with that man.
Yeah, Miss Judy, Pomeroy calls me his little honey waffle.
His little honey waffle. Why does he call you that?
He says the more honey he uses on me, the mushier I get.
Golly, Aunt Aggie, I almost forgot. There's another program I want to listen to. I listen to it so I can learn all about acting.
The Fenster-Bratel Oxtail Soup Program. The man in the street in Minneapolis is saying,
Give me Fenster-Bratel Oxtail Soup every time.
The man on the street in Kansas City is saying,
I insist on Fenster-Bratels.
The man on the street in Los Angeles is saying,
Hey, what's wrong, stupid? Can't you see the red light yet?
Now, ladies, we bring you another thrilling chapter in the life of Connie Hammerschlag. As our scene opens, Connie is talking to John. Listen.
John.
Connie.
John, we can't go on like this.
You mean?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
How could I? You haven't been home in 35 years.
Tune in tomorrow for another thrilling chapter.
Oh, gosh, Aunt Aggie, don't that make goosebumps run up and down your back? I can hardly wait to be a radio actress. Well, I'll stand up to a microphone with millions of people tuned in while a handsome leading man hands me a bouquet of orchards and says,
Pardon me for talking in your face and your ear.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, did you know I might be on the radio?
Well, Senorita, my cousin Gonzalez was on the radio last night.
He was?
Si. When Gonzalez is loaded, he'll sleep anywhere. Senorita, me and my girl sit and listen to the radio all the time. At her house, there is a nice horsehair sofa. But I don't like that sofa.
Why not?
Well, every time my girl gets near it, I get slapped, and it's always the horse's fault. Well, Senorita, I just bought a brand new 1924 model car. Oh, my girl sure likes riding in it. It's so comfortable, and it has knee action.
Pedro, how could a 1924 model have knee action?
When I'm with my girl, I steer with my knees.
But, Pedro, if you steer with your knees, what do you do with your hands?
I signal. I'm a careful driver. Well, good luck on your tryout, Senorina.
Oh, thanks, Pedro. Tryout? Gosh, that reminds me. I ain't even made my application. I better rush down there right away. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Who does your laundry?
Miss Canova.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Go fry a pork chop.
Miss Canova.
Put
down that fiddle.
We'll all eat meat now.
Huh? Put down that fiddle.
Put down that fiddle.
Yes.
Well, what's the matter, Mr. Smith? Don't you like my singing?
It's most extraordinary, Miss Canova. In fact, it leaves me practically speechless.
Oh, you mean you like it? You mean you think nobody can hold a candle to my singing?
Yes, that's how you sound when you sing.
How?
Like somebody was holding a candle to you.
Well, Mr. Smith, you're the director of the Mink Finkel radio program. Do you think I got a chance?
Oh, possibly, but you need coaching. I'll try to help you. La 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 la.
What are you doing?
You've got me there. But as a matter of fact, I was just loosening up.
Sounds like you're falling apart.
Pay attention, please. Mo, mo, me, me. Now try it.
Mo, mo, me, me.
No, 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 no. You must take mo, mo in your chest and take me in your nose.
Shucks, I don't think this room. I ain't Jimmy Durante, you know.
Now for your final audition test, the dramatic reading. Here's the script.
Thanks, Mr. Smith.
Oh, this is very dramatic, and I want you to give it all you've got. Now, your husband is about to leave you, and you're begging him to stay.
No, George. Please don't leave me. We've meant so much to each other. Gee, it's sad, ain't it?
Yes, that's very good. Go on.
George, think of our young son, Woodley. He's such a little shaver. I implore you, don't go away with that other woman. Yes. I know she is a butcher's daughter. But be patient. Next week, I too will have pig's knuckles. If you'll only stay, I'll promise to be the best little wife. Mr. Smith, I can't go home.
Why not, Miss Canova?
I got a lump in my throat.
I understand. You're all choked up with emotion.
No, I just swallowed my bubble gum.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true, doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin,
oily skin,
rough skin,
women in their 50s,
even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive's soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. No matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
And now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman singing the traditional folk song, Make It to My Shanty.
Hounds on my track, chickens on my back, gonna make it to my shanty if I can, if I can, if I can, gonna make it to my shanty if I can. Went out about a half an hour, came back with a sack of flour, gonna make it to my shanty if I can,
if I can, if I can, gonna make it to my shanty if I can.
Your little old lady,
and she's a trying to get back.
Your little old lady,
squirrel on the fence, my dog ain't got no sense. He ran away the other day,
and now here's what I have to say. Oh, where
with your men all day.
In spite of the fact that she got off on the wrong foot, Judy has hurdled the first barrier and is now at the studio about to have her final audition for Mr. Minkfinkel himself. As we look in, Mr. Smith, the program director, is giving her final instructions.
Now, try not to be nervous, Miss Canova. Mr. Minkfinkel is listening to these auditions in a studio down the hall.
Yes, Mr. Smith.
Now, in this scene, you play the part of Esmeralda.
All right. When do we start?
As soon as you hear the buzzer. Uh-oh, there it is now. Ah, woe is me. I have sorry news to impart to the beautiful Esmeralda.
Dear, there you are, Reginald, my love. Why so sad? Beam, beam.
Miss Canova, what do you mean, beam, beam?
Well, that's what it says here. Esmeralda enters beaming.
Oh, parting in such sweet sorrow. But you need sleep, my lovely one, sleep. Your eyes are heavy.
Yes, they are, Droopy.
Oh, that's probably Mr. Minkfinkel. Hello? Yes, Mr. Minkfinkel.
What did he say?
Not dramatic enough. He wants something understandable, down to earth, human.
Say, I got just the thing, Mr. Smith. The story of my family back in Cactus Junction. They weren't understandable, but they were almost human. Back on the farm, it was the same thing every morning in our house. On their 20th anniversary, I can remember Ma saying to Pa, she said,
"Wake up, Pa, you lazy critter."
Ain't it kind of early, Ma?
Early. Well, I got up at dawn to see the sun rise.
You couldn't have picked a better time for it.
The sun's awful pretty, Pa. Roll over and face the window and you can see the sun.
Thanks, Ma. I'll wait till it gets around to this side of the house.
Pa.
Willie just fell off on the roof.
I know. I seen him when he passed the window. He waved to me.
What you standing in the middle of the floor for, Ma?
Oh, waiting for an earthquake to shake down the folding bed.
What you want to shake it down for?
I ain't seen Grandpa since Christmas.
Hey, what's for breakfast, Ma? Chicken?
No, Pa. That old hen finally got well. Here's your boiled egg.
This egg is awful small, Ma.
I know.
It's awful bad, too.
Then you're lucky it's small. Pa, there's a mouse in the Swiss cheese.
Well, the leave him alone. He'll make a wrong turn in there someplace and trap himself.
Look, Pa, here comes that shiftless skunk Lukey from t'other side of the holler. Howdy, Lukey.
Howdy, folks. I'm plumb tuckered out. Yeah, I've been picking watermelons all day long.
Lukey, how can you tell a watermelon from your head?
I thump it. Yeah, if there's an echo, it's my head.
What you doing here, Lukey?
Oh, I come a-courting Judy.
Lukey, ain't you a little old for Judy?
Shucks, I ain't so old. By dingy-dongies, I'm a flaming youth.
Well, throw another log on the fire.
Lukey, how come you're looking so peaked?
Well, I'm worried about my pappy. Last night, me and Pap went to a wild party down in the holler. I wound up in a terrible shooting.
Did your pappy get shot in the fracas?
Nope, in the holler. Nope. I drunk so much corn squeezings at that party, I seen pink elephants all the way home.
Well, gosh almighty, did you see a doctor?
No, just pink elephants. Well, come on, fool.
You know, Pa, I can't realize it's our 20th anniversary.
Yeah, it sure is, Ma. 20 years is a long time. I can't quite recollect how we met. Did somebody introduce us?
No, we just met at a party once. I ain't blaming nobody. Pa, I'm awful worried about our daughter, Judy. She's got awful big feet.
Nah, her feet ain't so big. I got big feet. I can pick up marbles with my toes.
Yeah, but Judy can do the same thing with grapefruit. That girl's got the biggest feet in all of Cactus County. While she's had offers from Sears and Roebuck, even models for snowshoes.
That, Mr. Smith, is a dramatic story of my early life. I wonder if Mr. Minkfinkel liked it. Oh, gosh, I'll bet that's him now. I'll answer it. Hello? Thanks, Mr. Minkfinkel.
Well, Miss Canova, was he interested in your story?
No, he bought another show. He said he'd finally found the ideal program for Mink Finkel's Dog Biscuits. He's going to star Ren 10-10 Jr. and Lassie in it.
Dogs on the radio? What's the name of the program?
John's Other Wolf.
Use Halo Shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in the hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease, needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film, nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman singing, Why Does It Get So Late, So Early?
Why does it get so late, so early, when I'm so in love with you? We never dance enough, don't get the chance enough. Why, honey, we just don't have time to romance enough. Just think of all those hugs and kisses that we never will get to.
Why does it get so late, so early, honey, when I'm so in love with you? Why does it get so late, so early, when I'm walking home?
It may be two or three,
but honey, gosh, oh gee,
tonight's the night, tonight's the right opportunity.
How can I leave you now a long time when my heart is nowhere through?
Why does it get so late,
so early, honey, when I'm so
This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion. And be sure to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. Ladies, it's no soap. That's not slang, it's hard fact. For when your grocer says no soap, it means he's clean out of stock. And that, in turn, is due to the worldwide shortage of fats and oils. America's only source of additional fats to make soap and other deeply needed products is your kitchen. The more used fat you salvage, the more soap will be on the market, as well as nylons, linoleum, and other scarce goods. Remember, your butcher pays you 4 cents a pound for used kitchen fat. Sell a can this week for sure. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Palmolive Soap and Halo Shampoo, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing, Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. When you wake, you'll patty, patty cake and ride a shiny little pony.
Judy Canova's show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople with John Ward and Hank Ladd and is produced and directed by Joe Ryan. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.